It's a familiar story, according to family doctors. Dr. Muriel Sweeney, a GP based in Ardaraha in County Donegal, is retiring next week after 3 decades there. She told the HSE in May, but a replacement doctor still hasn't been found. Over 30 different rural practices around the country are in similar difficulty, and it's a problem in big towns and cities too. Senator Eileen Flynn, who lives in Ardaraha, told our reporter Charlie McGinley that the wait for a new GP is a worrying time for locals.
People are very concerned as Dr. Sweeney, the Corn GP, her last day will be next week. It's unfortunate that the community don't know if there will be a doctor to replace Dr. Sweeney, who served the Hair of Ardra for 29 years. Also, there's fear of people just not having access to a GP. And even if you go on to the Ardra Health Centre, you will see that you can't make an appointment to see a GP for a number of weeks. So, of course, older people and younger people are worried of not having the GP here.
Senator Flynn, it's been 2 months since Dr. Sweeney announced her retirement. Would you have expected an update by now?
We would expect as a community to know if we have a doctor in the next week or not. It's to Dr. Sweeney's own words, it's the lack of response from the HSE. And again, it's in very rural Ireland. The community are feeling very left behind. And it's just the HSE to reply back to telephone calls, to emails that has been sent in by Dr. Sweeney herself and by the community.
That's Senator Eileen Flynn talking with our reporter Charlie McGinley. Professor Liam Glynn is a GP in Ballyvaughan in County Clare. He's also a professor in general practice at the University of Limerick and spokesperson for the Irish College of General Practitioners. Professor Glynn, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Good morning.
How common is Dr. Sweeney and Ardaraha's story?
It's certainly not uncommon. And can I first say, I just want to send my support and solidarity to Dr. Sweeney and the entire community of Ardra, because this is a really, really worrying and difficult time for them. And it's something that a lot of communities are facing into as we look at the age profile of our general practice workforce, with over 25% of our GPs over the age of 60 years. So this is something that is going to become increasingly prevalent for our rural communities. And we really need to start to focus on, you know, what are the short, medium and long term solutions to try and solve some of these problems. Because I truly believe, you know, a lot of work is being done. I'm sure there's a lot of people working hard in the background, the local stakeholders, the HSE, the Irish College of General Practitioners, as I know, has put a huge amount of work into this by forming a new national standing committee and recently appointing a rural lead, because we all are recognising that these are serious problems coming down the line, and we need to be all working together to try and solve these problems.
In Dr. Sweeney's statement, she says in the past 2 years that Ardra Health Centre, the post of GP assistant, GP partner and her post as principal GP have been offered to 11 individuals nationally and internationally, all showing genuine interest in the practice, but unwilling to accept the demands of a single-handed rural GP practice. She said, in the past 5 years, there have been 2 occasions when I found I just couldn't continue without having a period away from work for my own well-being. And on those occasions, it was left to me to provide my own cover. Is there a shortage of GPs, Professor Glynn, or just a difficulty in finding them in some parts of the country?
Well, I think we're having difficulty attracting in a younger generation of GPs into rural practice. So we need to do everything we can to make these posts attractive to a younger generation of GPs. So in terms of, you know, the main support that rural practices get is the rural practice support framework. And that is due for renegotiation this year between the government and the Irish Medical Organisation, who represent us as doctors. So it's really important that that is a priority, that's renegotiated, because it's not sufficient and not enough practices are involved in it. But one of the things you've just mentioned is this idea of getting cover. And this is one of the primary fears that young doctors have coming into practice like this. And one of the primary challenges that we as rural GPs face is getting cover. So we have to develop some sort of a locum lifeline. You know, in the most recent survey of general practitioners, one third of them mentioned the fact that they couldn't get they couldn't take annual leave because they couldn't get locum cover. Now, any profession where one third of its workers can't get cover to go on holidays, you know, very soon people are going to leave that profession. So this is something that we really need to prioritise, and we need to get focused on it. We need to train more GPs. We need to make sure that the new strategic task force in general practice has a laser-like focus on rural general practice and to try and address the problems that we're having there. But I really feel if we could actively solve the locum issue and provide 2 to 4 weeks of guaranteed cover for these practices in rural Ireland, it would make a huge difference. I mean, the other initiative, the International Medical Graduate Programme, is making a difference as well. But, you know, and even the expansion in general practice places will make a difference, but it's going to take much longer.
In the meantime, with a practice like this not being filled, what are patients facing in places like Ardraha and other places around the country?
Huge uncertainty. You know, look, I really think access to healthcare is just one of the key tenets of any democracy. So if we really are, concerned about making sure that our citizens can get access, equitable access to healthcare, then we really need to focus on these type of practices.
We're talking about longer waits to see a GP, which is already a very familiar pattern north of the border and especially in England.
Yeah, absolutely. And as time goes by, those waits get longer. And there's huge value in the work that Dr. Sweeney and other rural GPs do around the country in terms of the intergenerational knowledge that they have of these families, the continuity of care they provide. So we really need to be doing everything we can to support these practices. We had actually a very similar situation in a local practice in County Clare where I work in Liston Varna, where it was advertised 3 times and there was no applicants. And in fairness to the HSC locally in the Midwest, they funded what we've called a rural fellowship programme. And suddenly when that was attached to the practice, there was 3 applicants and now the post has been filled. So there are, provided the will is there and the resources are there, there are ways to try and support older GPs in practice who are moving towards retirement and attracting new GPs into practice. But there's a couple of key problems that have to be solved, and one of them is definitely around locum cover.
Professor Liam Glynn, GP in Ballyvaughan in County Clare, thank you very much for speaking with us.